时刻。
More and more we need the Lord.
我们更多的需要我们的主。
Psalm 23 said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那诗篇23篇说呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So David said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
大卫说，耶和华是我的牧者。
Because he know he need a shepherd.
因为他知道他需要一个牧羊人。
And he knew what a shepherd is about.
他也知道作为牧羊人是什么样子。
Because all his early years he was a shepherd boy.
因为呢，在大卫早年的日子呢，他一直就是一个放羊的孩子。
The relationship between sheep and the shepherd is very, very critical.
那这个羊跟牧羊人的关系呢，是非常重要的。
Because sheep is a kind of animal, very, very special, because it has no protection from itself.
那呢，羊呢是一个非常特殊的物种，因为它对于自己完全没有保护的能力。
You know, all kinds of animals, they have a kind of protection.
那在其他的动物当中，它们都可以有自我保护的能力。
You know, the cats, they can use a claw.
那你看那个猫可以用它的爪子。
Even you know the birds, they can use their beak.
那呢，鸟呢也可以用它的那个尖尖的嘴。
The sheep is the only animal need other people's protection.
那羊呢，只是一个唯一的动物呢，需要别人来保护它。
So God created sheep as an animal who totally depends on the shepherd.
那呢，这个主呢，创造了这个羊呢，他们必须得信靠这个牧羊人。
Many animals develop the relationship between itself and the human beings, but the sheep's relationship is very special.
那我们人当然也跟其他动物有一些关系，建立一些关系，但是只有羊呢跟人的关系是很特殊。
Because sheep cannot defend itself.
因为羊呢，它没有办法自己保护自己。
Cannot feed itself.
它也不可以喂养自己。
That's why the sheep need to listen to the shepherd very clearly, carefully.
所以呢，羊呢必须要好好听牧羊人的。
And follow the shepherd.
也要跟随牧羊人。
Without following the shepherd, sheep can end up into all kinds of disasters.
如果他没有跟着牧羊人呢，这个羊会掉入各种各样的困难当中。
The coming age, coming days, we are going to be facing all kinds of difficulties.
那将来的日子呢，我们将会遇见各种各样的困难。
Not because I'm pessimistic, but because Bible said so.
不是因为我悲观，因为这就是圣经上所说的。
I'm not a pessimistic person at all, but I have to face the reality, face the truth.
那我不是一个悲观的人，但是我也要面对现实。
The truth is, we are in the Bible, biblical times, the beginning of sorrows and going to the tribulation.
那呢，事实上呢，就是我们现在处在一个环境，就是我们将要在灾难起先进入那个末世的。
We are in the beginning of sorrows.
那我们已经是在这个灾难。
And if you listen to the true prophetic voices, all the voices are warning us.We are in the beginning of sorrows and entering into the great tribulation.
那呢，如果你听很多先知的话，他们现在都在讲这个信息，就是我们现在已经在灾难的起头，我们要进入这个末日的这个。
If you want to go back to the normal days, like the 70s, 80s, last century, live a peaceful life for 4 years, living in the same place, same job, and raise up kids, it's gone.
那如果你想要回到过去70年代、80年代，或者是上个世纪那种平安日子呢，就是好像一辈子就是在一个地方有一个工作，平安的过一个日子呢，这个日子已经不在了。
Once again, this is not what I said. It's Bible said.
这不是我再说一次，这不是我说的，乃是圣经所说。
And also, everything Bible prophesies is developing right now.
那圣经上所讲的呢，现在也就是在一个一个的发生。
And Matthew 24 said about.The kingdom against the kingdoms and the ethnic groups against the ethnic groups.
那个马太福音24章也讲了，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
Everywhere there will be famine and earthquakes.
到处将要有那个饥荒在地震。
And there would be false prophets and performing miracles.
假先知要兴起来呢，行这个神迹奇事。
And people's love grow cold, so people will hate each other.
那呢，人的爱心呢逐渐冷淡了，我们人也开始彼此的恨恶彼此。
This is a time we need God the most.
所以这个时候呢，是我们最需要神的时候。
Many people talking about faith, non-believers talk about faith with me.
那呢，有很多人都讲到信心，不信主的人呢，也跟我谈论，就是关于信心的问题。
Most of the time, I tell them, I have God. Life is still difficult. You do not have God. What do you think about your life?
那呢，我跟他们讲的是，我有主，我还是觉得生活很困难。但是你连神都没有的话，你的生活会不会就是更困难？
Do you think that debating will solve any problems?
那你觉得争辩能够解决什么问题吗？
Do you think your ideas are going to solve any problems?
你觉得你们的那个想法能够就是解决任何问题吗？
You and I need help.
你跟我都需要帮助。
You and I need true help.
你跟我都需要真正的帮助。
True help is from the reliable person you can depend on.
那真正的帮助呢，是必须从一个你可以信靠的人。
Not false promises.
不是那个假的那个应那个应许。
Not all this kind of development, that kind of political plans.
啊，不是说这边的这样的城市发展啊，或者是那个政治的一些计划呀。
You and I need the Lord.
你跟我都需要主。
Recently, some tenants come to my property, wanted to rent some rooms. Quite a few are retired people.
那好多呢都是就是已经退休的。
So I rented them one bedroom with a bathroom. They're so happy, so happy. They want to get it.
那我就给他们就是一个房间，一个厕所，哇，他们真的好开心，因为他们非常想要住在这里。
Because now the pension becomes so small to pay for a big rent.
因为呢，他们现在这个养老金呢，就是越来越少了，他们没有办法付得起这样子贵的房租。
When I look at all this, I feel very sorrowful.
那我看到这些呢，我都是非常难过的。
And we all need the Lord, even for this life, not talk about next life.
那我们在这个世上呢，我们就非常需要主。我不是在讲来世。
So that's why we need David's God.
所以呢，我们每一天呢都需要主。
And David's shepherd.
每一天都需要每一天的牧羊人。
David's shepherd.、
Oh, David, okay. 我们需要大卫的牧羊人。
David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那大卫说呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23, I can read it for you, right now.
那诗篇二十三篇呢，我现在读给你。
This is the Bible. This is the book we need to know.Very well these days.
那呢，这一篇呢，是我们非常需要知道的。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我的所以他使我躺卧在青草地上，是领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
For you are with me.
因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Now, first of all, this is a day we need the Lord all the most.
那我们现在这个日子呢，我们是最需要主的日子。
We cannot live without the Lord.
我们离开主，我们没有办法生活。
If we want to live without the Lord,
如果我们想就是活着，但是没有主呢？
You can try.
你可以试一下。
But When you look around, all miseries.
你可以试一下，但是你看周围看，你看到会有很多痛苦。
It's all miseries.
都只有痛苦。
Many people have family. It's okay. Is anybody with them? Adults? Oh, okay. Thank Lord bless Dustin. Hallelujah. Lord reward him. Hallelujah.
神祝福 Dustin。
I forgot what I was saying.
这个日子非常需要主。
Yes. So, these days, you know, if you look around, engaged in this world, everywhere is misery.
所以呢，你在这个世上现在这个日子呢，然后你会发现到处都有痛苦。
People are talking about, you know, the pot, smoking pot and drugs.
那很多人就在讲关于就是吸毒啊、毒品这一类的事情。
Now, easy to say.
那很容易说起来很简单。
But if you talk to those people, if they do not have hope, they do not have comfort.
那呢，你跟这些人谈论的时候呢，如果他们没有这个盼望呢，他们就没有办法得到安慰。
How are they going to satisfy their inner needs and comfort their external pain?
他们怎么能够就是满足他们内心的需要，并且得到那个满足呢？
I'm not saying they should take drugs.
我不是说他们应该吸毒。
Because they want a solution.
因为呢，他们想找到一个解决的办法。
If there's no real solution,
如果没有真正解决的办法，
there's some fake ones.
啊，当然有假的解决办法。
If there's no eternal solution, they are temporary ones.
那没有长远的解决办法呢？那当然也有就是短期的。
If there's no excellent solution, there's a so-so solution.
那也有就没有一个完美的一个解决办法，但是有一个就是差不多差不多的。
If people do not get a good solution, right solution, they get a wrong solution.
如果他们没有得到一个正确的解决办法呢？
But they want a solution.
拿到一个错误的解决办法，可是不管怎样，他们都想找到一个办法。
Maybe you see many many young people, they do not have the drive in their life.
那你会看到很多年轻人呢，在他们的生命里呢，没有这个驱动力。
They do not have drive in their life.
没有这个生命里的这种驱动力。
Or some people maybe have a drive is money, but when they get the money, have no drive anymore.
可能对有些人呢，钱是他的追求，可是他拿到了钱以后呢，他又发现，哎，有好像还有更多需要。
Because in the innermost being, they want something real.
因为呢，他们在内心最深处呢，他们需要一个最真实的东西。
This real thing is Christ.
那这个最真实的东西呢，就是基督。
This morning we were reading Colossians chapter 2. The Bible is talking that everything else was a shadow for the things to come. But Jesus Christ is the reality.
那我们今天读到那个哥罗西书第二章呢，就讲说现在的事呢都是将来事的一个影子，所以我们在啊 ，please go，
没事没事 ，that's okay， kids are kids。
那现在的事都是将来事的一个影子。
So we need the real thing, real one.
所以呢，我们需要这个真实的东西。
If we want somebody to help us, we need the real one who can help us.
如果呢，我们需要一个真正的帮助，一个人帮助我们，需要一个真正的帮助。
You know, sometimes in this world, you could be very, very disappointed if you try to find help.
那呢，你在这个世上，如果你去到处找帮助呢，你会非常失望。
Even the other day, I have a small incident. I do not have any grudges with the people, but I just want to share with you.
那我们
we need the Lord.
那另一天呢，我有一个事情。当然我不想抱怨任何人，但是呢，我就想跟大家分享一下。
You know, I was on the property of Hope. I need some water. I need to truck some water in.
那天呢，我在 Hope， 我需要就是运一些水。
So I got four 1,000 liter tots with a trailer. I told Hope I need to get some neighbors. I want them to help me in the future to truck water.
那我拿了1,000升的水呢，我就是用我的车把它拖过去。我就
just the tots, just the container.
哦，只是那个这个容器。那我当时就想让我的那个邻居呢帮我一下。
Make the story short because the tots are on the trailer. I said I need.Maybe let's take it down, but it's very heavy.
那我就是必须要把这个巨大的容器拿到车下面，然后但我需要有。
And interesting enough, I said let's do it, and the two person find it's very heavy. Said no, 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 we are not going to do it. You find the machines, we are gone.
那就是帮助我那两个人，他说哦，他试了一下，觉得哎不行，太重了，我们不做了。
找一个机器把它运下来。
So they are gone.
他们就真的走了。
So left me alone there.
那我就一个人在那里。
I thought, boy, I need people and people are gone.
那我就问，我就说，哎呀，我真的需要人，可是这些人都走了。
Anyway, I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity for me to learn something.
那我就跟神说，哦，谢谢神给我一个机会让我学习。
Then eventually I just took down by myself.
You are Hercules. 那我就自己后来呢，我就自己就是把它给运下来了。
So I took some pictures as sent it to the neighbors because he said he's going to do this business for me, and but if it's too heavy, he's not going to do it. And anyways, I sent pictures. I said, you see, I did it myself.
那呢，我就给这个人呢发了照片，我就因为他之前跟我说他想跟我一起做这个生意啊，就是来帮助我，可是他觉得太重了，他就走了。我就发照片给他说，你看我自己做好了。
When I come back, the Lord is telling me, you know, I am your help.
那我回来的时候呢，我就觉得神在跟我说，我是你的帮助者。
Don't try to depend on people.
不要尝试的就是依靠其他人。
Don't also lose hope for people.
也不要呢，就是在就是对人失望。
You know, sometimes we lose hope.
有的时候呢，我们会失望。
Now we know the reality in this world is we are all humans.
那我知道我们在这个我们都只是人而已。
We are all limited.
我们都是有限的。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
Even Christians are sinners saved.
那我们也是。基督徒也是得救的罪人。
We need to know our limitations.
我们要知道我们是。
We need to know other people's limitations.
我们也需要知道别人身上的。
So we always approach with compassion.
所以呢，我们靠近人的时候呢，我们总是带着
怜悯。But when things come, we always know our Lord is the help.
但是当事情发生的时候呢，我们又一定要知道神才是我们的帮助。
The Lord is the one solve the problems for me.
主呢才是那个帮我解决问题的那个人。
So David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." Basically, means I'm lack of nothing.
那呢，这个大卫说呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我不需要任何的东西。
You know, David, after he was anointed as a teenager, Lord said through the prophet Samuel, "You are going to be the king." After he was anointed, what happened? Hard life comes.
那呢，这个大卫呢，在他青少年的时候被撒母耳膏了为以色列王之后呢，发生什么事情呢？他就是开始有很多很多的困难。
There are many years, I don't know how many years, but it's more than 10 years. He was running from here, there, running away from Saul.
那呢，到后来的我不知道多少年，大概十年，至少十年呢，他就是东逃西逃，就是为了逃离这个扫罗王。
I remember there was a time I preached the First Samuel and the Second Samuel chapter by chapter.
我记得有一段时间呢，我就是在讲那个撒母耳上下记，一章一章的讲。
So David experienced a lot of provision.
那
every day.
那大卫呢，其实就是每一天都经历到神的供应。
And if you read First Samuel and the Second Samuel, you find.Oh, the Lord is just for David.
那如果你读撒母耳上跟撒母耳下呢，你就会发现呢，神真的就是为了大卫就是预备的。
That situations David has no solution.
那在很多环境中呢，大卫是没有任何办法的。
Even the last incident before he became a king, he almost got stoned by his followers.
那就是在他成为王的最后那一次呢，他差一点就被他跟随的人就是用石头打死。
Because he was with the Philistines, and their family is in a city, and all the family members, wives, kids were plundered by Amorites.
那他当时在非利士人当中呢？他的家属，他的就是手下的家属呢，都被那个亚摩利人给掳走。
And suddenly, his followers followed him for years, years, and now they were angry with David because he's a leader.
那他的跟随的人呢？虽然跟随他很多年了，突然之间就非常愤怒，就愤怒这个扫罗，因为扫罗是带领他们的人。
No, David,
大卫，因为大卫是带领他们的人。
And they want to stone him because their wives, their children are gone, and they blame David.
因为呢，他们就想扔石头打死大卫，因为呢，他们自己的啊，太老婆跟孩子都被掳走了。
The Bible said, very interesting, David didn't panic. He said, he seek the Lord's face, sought the Lord.
那在这里呢，圣经讲了，大卫并没有惧怕，他做的事呢，乃是寻求神，先寻求神。
And he asked the Lord if I should pursue the enemy.
他就问神说，我要不要去追这个敌人。
And the Lord said, "Yes, you come."
那主就说，可以，你去。
And then many people are tired; they didn't want to go. And David said, "Okay, you stay behind."
那跟就是去追他们那个敌人的有些人呢，他们就觉得很疲惫。那大卫就说，那你们就留下。
You think about that.In a war, and I'm tired. And David said, "Okay, you stay, I go."
那你就想想看，你们在这个战争当中，然后你说，哎呀，不行，我太累，我不去了。那大卫说，好好，那你请留下，我去。
The modern battles, every battle, every country has a law, military law. On the battle, if anybody want to run, you just anybody can kill him.
那呢其实在真正的战场当中现代的战场当中呢如果你作为一个士兵呢你想作为这个逃兵的话呢你是会被任何人都可以处决你的
So David said you can go
但是大卫却说、哦、那你就休息吧
Because I am not dependent on you I depend on the Lord
因为呢我不是靠你而是 我靠的是神
So just handful people with David take all the people and all the goods back
那这个大卫呢，就把所有的他们的妇女、他们的儿童都，还有他们也把那敌人的东西都掳来了，都把他抢回来了。
You see, and then we take everything back, and they saw these tired people, and those people who were on the in the battle said, "Don't give things to them." They didn't fight with us.
他们赢了，把这东西都赢回来以后呢，那这些打仗的人就说：“哦，我们不要跟这些在后面的人分享我们的掳物。”
We just plant our head, is that right?
我们真的是为献上了头颅。
But they stay there.
可是他们却啊留下来休息。
And they can share the plunder with us.
他们怎么能跟我们一起分享我们抢回来的这些东西呢
？But David said no.
那大卫说不是这样的。
Today the Lord has given us victory.
因为今日呢，神给我们得胜了。
Who can say whatsoever? Let's just divide to them too.
你不能说什么，我们必须要就是跟这些人一起分享。
Because David knows the victory is not because those people follow him.
因为大卫知道呢，他们的得胜呢，并不是说这些人跟随了他。
The victory is because the Lord gave him a victory.
他们得胜的乃是靠着主给他们的得胜。
That was the last test and the last battle David fought before he became king.
那这就是大卫在封为王之前的最后的一场战。
Basically, he passed the test. In whatever situations, he depended on God.
那呢其实呢他就是过了这个考验，就是在不管什么环境呢，他都能依靠神。
He knows the Lord is my shepherd.
他知道主是我的牧人。
Not anybody else.
不是其他人。
The Lord is my refuge and my rock.
主呢是我的避难所，是我的磐石。
Not anyone else.
也不是其他人。
That's why David wrote a lot of psalms inspired by Holy Spirit. So even today we pray with those praise with those psalms because it's God's heart.
那呢大卫呢借着这个圣灵呢，他就写下了这么多赞美神的话。直到今日呢，我们都是要常常读用他所写的来赞美我们的主。
Not only David knows he's not in want, he also said that he leads me to green pastures.
这大卫不仅仅说呢，我不缺乏任何呢，而是呢，他神把我带领到这个青草地上
，and quiet waters，
引我到可安歇的水边。
That means he's provided.
这说明呢，他就是神已经供应给他。
The physical needs, spiritual needs.
他身体的需要，他灵魂的需要。
And the green pasture means I have plenty of things.
那呢，这个绿草地呢，就代表的就是他有很多很丰富。
The quiet waters, I can always be refreshed by the Holy Spirit.
那呢，这个清水边呢，就是他不管怎样都能被圣灵的水来复兴。
And he also said, he awakes my soul, restores my soul.
他这里讲到就是他使我的灵魂苏醒。
You know, he always restores his soul.
就是神呢，常常就是复还，就是那更新他的灵。
Does your soul need to be restored?
那你的灵需不需要苏醒呢？
I think my soul need to be restored many, many times.
我觉得我的灵魂呢是要不停的被苏醒。
There are times I'm very weary.
那很多时候呢，我其实是非常的累。
There are times I'm very frustrated.
那很多时候呢，我是非常的。
There are times I don't know the solution.
很多时候呢，我不知道解决的方案。
There are times I just said.Let these people disappear in my sight.
有的时候我就说，让这些人就是通通的啊，离开我吧，不要在我面前。
I told my wife, sell all these properties. I don't want to deal with these people.
我就跟我老婆说，把这些地都卖了，我不想要再跟这些人打交道。
I need to come before the Lord, and then the Lord will restore my soul.
我要常常来到主的面前，让灵神呢使我的灵魂苏醒。
And the Lord comforted me.
那主呢就安慰我。
There was a time I still remember. There's one old man. He demolished my one bedroom in the one bedroom house during the COVID. I have nothing to do.
那我还记得我在 COVID 的时候呢，我的一个房客把我的一个房子都拆了，因为他没有
一房拆掉，
一个房间拆掉，因为他觉得他没有什么事做。
And also he said this room is too small for his bed.
因为而且他说
That's what he said.
他说这个房间呢就是没有办法容得下他的床，他的床比这个房间还大。
I thought he was joking, so I laughed. Then by laughter, he thinks it's my permission.
那当时我觉得他只是开玩笑，我就笑了。可是他认为我的笑呢就是给了他，就是允许他做这个事。
Anyways, andI was very, very angry. I said, Lord, upset. I never heard some renters demolish the house of a landlord.
那我真的是非常的愤怒，我就跟神说，我就从来都没有听说过还有租客把房子给拆了。
So I praying with the Lord. The Lord says, Do you know you need to be thankful?
那我跟神祷告的时候呢，主就跟我说，你要感恩。
You have houses for other people to demolish. Many people have.Nowhere to live.
那你至少呢有一个房子呢让别人给你拆，但是很多人呢连房子都没有。
So I said, Lord, I repent.
那我就跟神说，我悔改。
I'm thankful.
哦，我真的很感恩。
So what happened next?
那之后发生什么呢？
Do you think I'm so holy, so I will let the person live forever there?
你觉得我有那么圣洁吗？让那个人继续的住在那里吗？
I tried my best.
那我也是，就是，尝试的做最好。
But eventually, I still have to evict him.
但呢，最后呢，我还是必须得把他就是赶出去。
There was a time I said, as long as you like here, don't do any further. You can live. Okay, I don't go after you. You demolish the one house, get the wires hidden, and then you can live here. Okay, continue to live.Because I know many people get mental problem because of COVID.
那我当时
he needs to do something.
那我当时就是给他的一个跟他讲的就是你要是能住你就住，你把这些就是有危险的这种管道那种线路呢藏起来，然后你还是可以住那里。因为我当时觉得很多人在 COVID 期间呢，他们的精神都已经有一些不正常。
But he never stopped.
但是呢，他不能停止。
Anyway, because he never communicated with his children. He has children, but never communicated with the children.
那因为他也有孩子，可是呢，他从来就没有跟他孩子就是有交流。
Because people need God. Without God, people are very miserable.
那我因为作为人呢，我们是需要神。如果没有神的人都是非常痛苦的。
You know, things like this, if you open your eyes, it's everywhere.
那这些事情呢，如果你真的张开眼睛看的话，你会发现到处都有这样的事情。
The Lord wants us to be the light and the salt of the world.
因为神呢，想让我们在世上呢是做光做盐。
So Lord restores my soul.
所以呢，神呢使我的灵魂苏醒。
And then lead me to the righteous path.
领我到就是义路，引我走这个义路。
You know, this is very important because when we get into trouble, we could choose the other way.
那其实如果我们在困难中的时候，我们有的时候会选择了这个错误的路的另外一条路。
But when we come to the Lord, Lord will lead us to the ways of righteousness.
但是呢，我们跟随主的时候呢，神就会把我们引到这个义路。
And there are times.You are walking in the righteousness, but there are times still valleys of death you have to pass.
那呢，即使呢，你行在这个义路当中呢，有的时候你还是要经过这个死荫的幽谷。
This is happening to Christians and will happen to all of us.
那呢，这个事情呢，在基督徒身上发生，也在所有人身上都会发生。
Because our Lord went through the same. He is perfect. He has no sin.But he still has to face all those kind of suffering.
那呢，这个主呢，耶稣基督呢，也同样的走过。他虽然没有罪，他是一个完全人，可是呢，他还是要经过这一切的痛。
He said, "No student is higher than teacher, and no slave is higher than better than his master. If I suffer like this, and you are going to suffer."
那呢耶稣基督说呢，就是没有学生大过老师，也没有仆人呢大过主人的。如果我呢要经历这一切，你们也要同样经历。
Because he was sent to this sinful world.
因为呢，他是被差派来这个有罪的这个。
And also, Bible said, "I will send you the same way into this sinful world."
那呢，圣经也说呢，我也要同样的差派你呢进到这个世界。
And this world is not going to welcome Christians. Believe this.
这个世界呢，并不欢迎基督徒的。
This is what Jesus said, not me.
那这是耶稣说的，不是我说的。
Yes, there are people need Christ.
是的，有人呢是需要基督的。
But Jesus said that they are going to that this world is going to hate you.Because of me.
但是呢，耶稣说呢，就是人会因为你我的缘故了来恨你们。
But this is not the reason we shouldn't follow Christ.
但呢，这不能成为一个借口，我们不跟随神。
But that is the reason that we should follow Christ even more.
那这个是应该是成为一个我们更需要追求神的一个原因。
Because our Lord is a real person, Almighty God.He can protect us.
因为呢，我们的主呢是这个全能的主，他能够来保护我们。
This world is going to offer you nothing.
这个世界呢没有办法给你提供任何东西。
Yeah, we are going to live in this world. We make money. We raise up our kids. We eat the food produced from this world.
那呢，我们当然就是在这个世界上存活，然后我们赚钱，我们养活我们的孩子，也吃这个。世界呢给我们提供的食物。
But we must clearly know our Lord is our God. It's not this world.
那我们必须清楚知道呢，我这个世界呢，不是我们的主，我们的主是我们的神。
We are going to go through the valley of death.
我们将会经过这个死亡的幽谷。
Once again, not because we are pessimistic, but it is a time we need to get prepared.
那我不是悲观，但是呢，我们必须要提前的，就是做准备。
But the Lord is going to lead us through the valleys of death.
但是呢，主呢会带领我们经过这个死荫的幽谷。
And Bible said, "I will fear no evil."
那这里想的就是我必不惧怕。
Yes, fear no evil.
对，我并不惧怕，因为你呀。Yeah.
Either we say we do not fear any evil things, evil people, or any bad things happen to me.
那我可以说，就是我们不惧怕这些，坏的事发生在我身上啊，或者是人啊，或者物啊。
By the way, this evil in the Old Testament under the sin, you can sin is evil, evil is sin.
哦，那在旧约里边呢，这个词呢，就是邪恶呢 ，evil 呢，跟罪是一个词。罪就是邪恶，邪恶就是罪。
So, there's a when prophets were prophesying that the evil from the north is going to come.
那这个圣经上呢，就是有预言说这个北方的 evil， 北方的王邪恶，
邪恶
呢将会来。
就是so that time it prophesied the Babylonian kingdom is going to take Jerusalem。
那当时预言的就是那个巴比伦王呢将要兴起呢，然后来灭这个耶路撒冷。
I use the word evil from the north。
那他这里用的就是那个邪恶，从北方来的邪恶势力。
So the evil, and we are not afraid of evil。
所以呢，我们不惧怕任何的这些邪恶势力。
The Bible said, "Because you are with me."
因为你与我同在。
The Lord is with you is very important。
这个神与你同在呢是很重要。
You know, I had a few people, they came to visit Vancouver. There's one day this person said, I went to Chinatown and go through the Hastings. My wife just hold me like this, hold, because, you know, she's so afraid.
那天呢，有一个人朋友从中国来，然后他就跟我说，哦，我去了那个 Chinatown， 然后呢，我又去了 Hastings 那条街走，哇，我的太太好害怕，紧紧拉着我，都不敢走。
So that the wife depend on the husband, that's good.
那这个太太依靠他先生的是很好的。
Because the husband is with her.
因为呢，这个先生呢与他在一起。
Another day, I know a couple. They come from another province and they visited the Chinatown. They parked the car there in the daylight, and the window was smashed. The computer was stolen.
那另外有一天呢，也是一个从别的省来的一个夫妇呢，他们也把车呢停到了 Chinatown 这个地方，然后之后呢就发现这个窗，他的车窗被打碎了，里面的电脑也被偷走了。
So I said, oh boy, this. So I said, you know, you can still enjoy Vancouver. When you are fixing your car, you can go somewhere, and the houses in Vancouver are pretty.You know, it's beautiful. You can look around.
那我就跟他说啊，你还是可以，就是啊，好好的看一看温哥华的。你把车修理的时候，你可以到处走走啊。温哥华的房子很美啊。
And he said, "No, we won't go anywhere."
他说：“那我不去。
” Such a bad experience. They come to Vancouver to see this beautiful place.
那对他来说，就是这个非常的不好经历啊。来这里本来想看一些美景。
You see.Who's with us in all this?
你要知道，这一切当中呢，谁与你同在
？Bible said the Lord is with us.
圣经上说，主与我们同在。
Oh, I believe all of you have experienced many incidences. Lord is with you.
那我相信很多人呢都有同样的经历，就是主与你同在的经历。
I knew many, but I don't know share all of them. I just share one incident.
那我知道很多，那我就分享其中一个。
I didn't tell Susan until much, much later because it's so scary.
那我也是到很久以后才告诉 Susan 这个事情，因为当时真的是太害怕了。
A few years ago in a winter, actually it's early spring, I was a drive to Burnaby to tutor a student.
那几年前呢，我就是在一个早春呢，我就是开车去 Burnaby 教一个孩子。
So I exit the highway.
那我就下了这个高速路。
I was familiar with the road, so I usually drive pretty fast.
那我对这个路很熟，通常我就开得比较快。
But I didn't realize that one side of the tire is on the snow, another side is on the dry land.
那我当时不知道呢，我的轮胎呢一半在雪上呢，另外一半呢在那个陆地上。
So my car started spinning 360 degrees.
那我的车就360。
Right in that street. It's not the highway, just after highway. It's pretty big street.
那我就是在这个高速路出口这个地方呢，我的车就在那里打转。
What I said is, "Oh boy, Lord."
我就说，哦，天啊，主。
Interesting enough, that happened right in an intersection. There's no median.
No median. Okay. 那
Right. You know, there's median. Other places there's median, but there's no median.
那当时呢，在这个路上呢，很有趣，就是正好没有这个中间那个阻隔的那个路。
So I'm seeing myself turning to the other side, the opposite side on the other side of the way.
那我就看到我自己好像转了一圈，哎，去到路的那头，那另外一侧。
Oh, I see there's a car coming that way. Oh, Lord.
那我就看到那一侧，哇，来了一辆车。我说主啊。
So if I do not turn, I will go to the ditch on the other side. So I continue to turn.
那如果我不转的话呢，我就会掉到那个沟里边，所以我就继续转。
And I see this side, then there's another car. Oh Lord!
那我转到这边的时候，又发现那边有一辆车，我就转。
And after a while, I couldn't see anything because of the slush of the snow covered all my window.
那后来我就什么也看不见，因为好多那个雪啊，就这样把我的那个 窗都挡住了。
And after probably just 15 seconds, I'm driving on the right way, going forward.
那大概15秒之后呢，诶，我撞回来了，又回到原来路，我就接着 直接开了。
I said, Lord,
我就说主啊。
What is this? Thank you, thank you.
发生了什么呀？谢谢你，谢谢你。
So many things, as I preached the last time, I only tell Lord, I don't tell my wife.
就上次我也分享了，就是我很多东西都跟主讲，我都不敢跟我的老婆讲。
Usually I will tell my wife much, much later.
通常我都是很过后之后才会跟我老婆。
You know, I drive on the highway a lot, a lot.
那我的常常都在高速路上开车。
I drove 180,000 kilometers in 3 years.
那我三年呢，开了180,000 kilometers.
That's a new car.
一个新车。
So every time when I tell this to anybody, even Anna translated, maybe it's 18,000. No, no, no. 180,000.
那我跟很多人分享的，就是甚至 Anna 呢，她都会认为是1.8万，其实是180,000 kilometers.
So I saw many, many things.
那看见很多东西。
I see cars slide under the truck.
那我也看过这个车呢，就是滑到这个大卡车的下面。
I saw many, many things happen.
那我看到很多事情就是。
Even myself, I know Lord protected me so many times.
包括我自己，我知道呢，主呢保护我很多很多次。
Without the Lord, I won't be here.
那没有主呢，我已经不在这里了。
Or I come here with one you know, crippled.
或者是我拄了一个拐杖来。
You know, the Lord protects all of us.
那主呢，真的是保护我们每一个。
And he also said, in the presence of my enemy, he will prepare a feast.
那在这个敌人面前呢，他为我预备了筵席。
Think about this.
想想看这个。
This is what we need in the future.
那这个就是我们在未来所需要的。
We need to pray about this in the future, in the presence of our enemy. Lord is going to spread the table.
那我们要祷告，在我们的未来的日子里呢，我们在敌人面前主要为我们摆设这个筵席。
That's what David experienced.
这就是大卫所经历的。
You know, many battles, it seems David has no hope.
那在很多的征战当中呢，大卫好像是没有任何的盼望。
Even we talked about the last battle.He not only get all the people back and get even more.
那就像我刚刚所分享，他最后打这个仗，不仅仅是把他的这个妇女和儿童都救回来，他甚至拿到了更多。
Remember Abraham's case when he fled to Egypt, his wife was taken by Pharaoh.
那你想到这个亚伯拉罕的这个事情，他当时呢，到埃及的时候，他的法老把他的太太给拿走了。
That's very scary.
这是一个非常可怕的一个。
Actually, taking his wife back to the palace is not the worst thing.
那其实呢，把这个太太呢，就是拿到了这个法老的宫里呢，并不是一个最糟糕的事情。
Worst thing is, remember, 人间蒸发的游戏啊。why Abraham said this is my sister because.He could disappear, okay, on the street.
那为什么这个亚伯拉罕说这个莎拉是我的妹子呢？因为呢，你大家都知道，就是有的时候她可能真的会 ，you know, 被人间蒸发被杀。
Because you have a wife so beautiful, the king wanted.
因为你的太太这么美丽啊，你那个王也想要她。
The king want to kill the husband and take the wife because that's immoral.
那这个王呢，可以想要就把这个丈夫杀了呢，得到这个太太呢，但是呢，这样做呢是不合理的。
If a king does that, he will lose all the trust from the people.
如果这个作为王的，如果他做这样的事情的话呢，他可能会失去他臣子的信任。
So, basically, Abraham knows in this country he could disappear.
那呢，亚伯拉罕知道呢，在这个国，在埃及国呢，他可能会人间蒸发。
And then Pharaoh said, "Oh, this poor widow, his husband has died.I have to take care of her."
那这个法老呢，可能就有一个很好的理由，说：“哦，这个寡妇好可怜啊，我把她娶回宫吧。”
As many people think, just Abraham lied. It's not really a lie, but he knows how to protect himself.
那很多人都觉得啊，这个亚伯拉罕撒了这个谎，当然他也不是完全的谎，因为亚伯拉罕知道怎么样能够保护他自己。
Maybe he thought, after I do this, maybe we can run. He's good at running away because he's a nomadic people, you know, always run. Get on my horse and run.
可能呢，他当时想的是，哦，我们可以逃啊，我们可以假装这么说，然后之后我们逃，因为他是那个游牧民族嘛，他们就是可以走来走去，很会逃跑，逃亡。
Who knows? Pharaoh.Indeed, take his wife to the palace.
那呢？谁知道呢？这个埃及王呢，果真就把这个他的太太给拿走了。
Is that that's very scary?
那这是一个很可怕的一件事情。
And Pharaoh gave Abraham a lot of silver and gold.
那这个法老就给这个金啊银啊给了亚伯拉罕。
And do you think he was able to enjoy?
你觉得他很享受这个金银吗？
If I were Abraham, I don't know what's going to happen.
如果我是亚伯拉罕，我不知道我会怎么想。
But Bible said God's hand was on Pharaoh.
但是呢，圣经上说呢，这个神的手呢就在这个法老的身上。
And the disease come to Pharaoh's people.
那呢，这个法老的就是他的宫里呢，就是有了这个病灾。
And Pharaoh said, "This is the hand of the Lord."
那这个法老就说，哦，这是出自于神的手。
And then he asked Abraham, "Why do you lie to me?"
他就跟亚伯拉罕说，你为什么欺骗了我
？Take your wife and go.
啊，带着你的太太走吧。
And of course, Pharaoh didn't ask the silver and the gold back.
那当然，这个法老并没有要回这个金啊银啊。
So Abraham went away with his wife, also the gold.And silver from Pharaoh.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢就带着他的太太，还有加上这个金啊银啊走了。
That's how the Lord is going to spread the table before your enemy.
这就是神呢如何在敌人面前为你摆设宴席。
When we have our enemies, it's scary.
那当你就是面对仇敌的时候呢，你是很害怕的。
The Lord is going to spread the table.
但是神呢却会摆设宴席。
And then he said, all his life he wants to stay in the house of the Lord.
那他在讲呢，我一生一世呢就想住在这个神的殿中。
Now, and when we talk about, hello Daniel, do you want to preach here? You want to translate for me? Oh, okay. Lord, bless Daniel. You want to be here? Come here. Stay here. Okay. The Lord bless Daniel.
Sorry.
So, we need to also, when we say Lord is our shepherd, we need to also talk about the house of the Lord.
那我们讲到就是神是我的牧羊人呢，我们还要讲就是圣殿。
There's two aspects of following the Lord.
那呢，在跟随主呢有两个方面。
One is praying, worshiping.
一个就是祷告敬拜。
Another is to be in the family of the Lord, to love brothers and sisters, interact with brothers and sisters.
那另外一方面呢，就是住在神的家中，与就是弟兄姐妹一起，就是有这个团契。
So why there's a temple? Temple is a center of worship.Center of community.
所以呢，为什么要有一个圣殿呢？因为圣殿呢就是一个中心呢，就是大家可以一起来敬彼此。
You know, any people groups, you get anywhere immigrants, they first they will have their temple.
那你看到很多就是移民呢，就是从别的国家移民过来，他们第一件事呢要建的就是他们的庙。
So temple is the house of the Lord, is also house, is the family of the Lord.
那呢，这个圣殿呢是神的家，也是，也是神，
神的住处。
神的住处。
So the Bible, you know, in the Old Testament, those days, we talk about 殿啊，房子啊，家是同一回事情。
So in the Old Testament, when you talk about a house, a temple, a tabernacle, it's all about the same thing.
But nowadays, we can sell a house.
那现在呢，我们是可以卖我们的房子。
In the Jesus' time, the people don't sell their house.
那在耶稣时代的人是不买卖房子的。
So this is my house, this is my home.
这个是我的家，这是我的房子，这就是我的家。
It's very different from these days.
那现在对现在来讲是很不一样的。
These days we sell our house.
那这个现在呢，我们通常呢，我们要卖我的房子，给我一份。
Of course, sometimes, you know, like realtors, in order to get business, they say, I will sell your home, sell your home.
那我们现在我们常常说，我们卖我们的家。
Sell home.
卖家。
I will buy a home for you.
我要给你买一个家。
I think the realtors made this word from a good intention, and buy a home. Actually, it's buy a house. Is that right?
Yeah.
But that home and the house are two different words. But now they use more and more often. I will buy you a home.
那当然，这个房子跟家呢是两个不同的词。那现在呢，就是很多的经纪呢，他们就会常常用这个广告，就是哦，我要买一个买，帮你买一个家。
So now we don't realize people are really selling off your home, their home.
那我们现在我们常常不能理解，我们其实卖的是我们的家。
Actually, they sold their home.
其实呢，他们是卖了他们自己的家。
You see, many people become homeless.
那很多人呢，就是成为无家可归的。
So, in those days, Jesus' time, God's temple is always there.
那在当时的时候呢，就是神的殿呢，一直都在那里。
Everybody's house are there.
那每个人的家呢，也都在那里。
If you are from Bethlehem, you live in Bethlehem.
如果你是从伯利恒来的呢，你就是住在伯利恒。
Your home and your house is your home.
你的家呢，就是你的房子。
This is a little bit interpretation about the house of the Lord as the home of the Lord.
那这就是关于神的房子，就是神的家的一些解释。
So we need to also come to the house of the Lord. Very important.
所以呢，我们非常重要的，我们要来到神的家中。
Everybody knows the Ten Commandments.
那每个人呢，都知道十诫。
Ten Commandments, the first four was dealing with God.
那呢，这个十诫呢，第前四项呢，都是跟神有关的。
So how you deal with God?
是你跟神之间的就
怎
么样
？So next six commandments are about how you deal with people.
那呢，另外那六个十诫呢，那个六诫呢，是关于你跟人的。
So there are six for dealing with people and four dealing with God.
所以呢，四诫呢是跟于神。六诫是关于人。
So this is all God's commandments.
那这就是神的十诫。
That means most of the time you are dealing with people.
那说明呢，其实大部分时间呢，你都是在跟人打交道。
So in the last days, we need to realize we have to be in a spiritual family.
那我们要知道呢，在这个末世呢，我们必须要藏在一个属灵的家。
Let's read the Bible passage from Song of Solomon.
那我们读一篇就是雅歌。
This is a cry in some believer's heart.
那这个就是很多信徒呢心中的这个呼喊。
Basically, that in a certain stage of our spiritual life, we're hurt by the church people.
那呢，其实呢，很多人呢，就是在这个属灵过程中呢，他们被教会里的人所伤。
But the person is born again Christian, he wants to seek the Lord.
那呢，这个人可能是一个从事的基督徒，他想要寻求主。
But didn't like the church.
但是他又不喜欢这个教会。
Because church people are critical.
因为这个教会里的人就是真的很。
I don't go to the details about all the passages. I just want to share 7 and 8.
那呢，就是这个雅歌这个第一章呢，我不讲所有的经文，我就专门分享这个七节跟八节。
So Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
那这个雅歌第一章七节到第八节。
Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday.
我心所爱的，求你告诉我，你在何处牧羊，晌午在何处使羊，我歇卧。
And why should I be like veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends?
我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人呢？
This is a cry of many, many Christians.
这是很多就是创造物的一个心里的呼求。
No, Christians.
就是被创造的一个呼求。
基督徒。
基督徒。Christian.
Creation.
Christians. 基督徒的一个呼求。
So when they come to the church, they have high expectations.
所以他们来到教会呢，他就有一个很高的一个期望。
So they think the church should be a holy place. Everybody is nice.
他觉得哦，这个教会呀，肯定是大家都很 nice, 都很好啊，大家都很圣洁。
But later on, they found it's not so.
他们来以后发现，哎，好像不是这样哦。
And then, you see, if we go back to verse 6, it says, verse 6, do not stare at me because I'm dark, because I'm darkened by sun.
那你再往前读的第六节，他说不要因日头把我晒黑了，你就轻看我。
My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of their vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected. So basically, he said, you know, the sun has darkened me. I use she because this is a feminine. She found she herself is dark.
那他这里就是讲说，哦，他就是黑，就是被晒黑了。
Because other people stare at her.
因为别的人呢就轻看他。
And she said, my mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of their vineyards.
那这里讲到就是我同母的弟兄向我发怒，让我看守他们的。
Probably this is past being asking you to do this and that and to evangelize and do this, do that. He said, he made me do all kinds of things.
可能你会说啊，这是王伟牧师让我做这做那啊，让我做了很多事情。
Probably I went to the other opposite side, didn't allow you to do anything.
或者呢，我就是另外一个极端呢，让你们什么都不要做。
And he said, my own vineyard is not taken care of.
他说我自己的葡萄园呢，我却没有看守。
Many people after so busy in the church for a while, and they find inside his own vineyard he didn't look after.
那很多人在教会里非常的忙碌啊，他们后来会发现他们自己的内心呢，却是没有好好看过自己的这个葡萄园。
Because our soul need a process of healing, need the Lord Himself to heal us, nurture us.
那因为我们的灵魂呢，我们是需要我们的主呢，就是来保护我。
Right now I'm talking about Lord is our shepherd. There's a second part is the spiritual family.
那我讲的就是这个。
It's the church.
神是我的牧者呢。我在讲另外一部分，第二部分就是讲关于神的殿。
The church is a place to practice love.
那教会呢，就是一个地方呢，你们可以彼此操练怎么。
And love, you are going to love somebody. That person has a need.
那怎么爱呢？就是比如说这个人有一个需要。
You have a need too.
你也有自己的需要。
But sometimes we just get into some conflicts.
那有时候呢，我们就会有一些矛盾。
So.Sometimes if we are not careful, we do not know the truth, this, our enemy is going to lie to us.
那呢，如果我们有的时候不知道真理的时候呢，仇敌就会向我们，就会欺骗我们。
Oh, you don't need anybody else, you just need God.
你谁都不需要，你只需要神。
So isolate you.
我什么
？Isolate you.
我已经拣选了你。
Isolate.
Isolate you. 就隔离你自己。
And then when you are isolated, the enemy is going to devour you.
那呢，你一个人被隔离出来的时候呢，那个仇敌就会把你吞吃了。
But sometimes at the beginning, the person will pray to the Lord, Lord, where are you?
那呢，
I need you.
那可能一开始呢，就会那个人会向神祷告，哦，神啊，你在哪里？我需要你。
I don't like this person.
我不喜欢这个人。
I used to call him sister, but I don't call his sister. That person, the mother's, your mother's sons, my mother's sons, not my brother, my mother's sons.
我以前呢叫她是姐妹，但是我现在不叫她姐妹，我说是那个人，就是这个同母的弟兄，我不叫她是弟兄，我就说她是我妈妈的。
Now, when you say your mother's sons means you want to distant.
那你当你说这个是我妈妈的儿子的时候呢，你会就是想要跟他好像隔开。
Because you want to distance from the people in the church.
你就想跟教会里的这些弟兄姐妹分开。
This is Satan's strategy, try to isolate the Christians.
那呢，这就是仇敌他的这个战略呢，怎么使这个基督徒就是隔离开。
But the good thing is that this person still pray to the Lord.
但是呢，好消息就是呢，这个人呢还持续的向神祷告。
The Lord said this.
那主就这么说。
If you do not know most beautiful woman, follow the tracks of the sheep.
那这第八节这一讲就是你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道呢，你就跟随羊群的脚中去。
And first of all, he said, if you don't know.
那他这一讲第一题他就讲说如果你不知道的话。
And she asks, where are you, my lord? Why should I stay with this person?
他这里问的是神啊，你在哪里呢？我为什么要跟这样的人在一起？
Why should me be like a wild woman? Wild woman means shame. There's shame on the face.
那他就说为什么我要像这个蒙了面的女子呢？这个蒙了面的意思就是她是就是羞耻的。
Why shamed? Because she felt being judged by people.
她为什么觉得被羞耻呢？因为她觉得被人论断。
I don't want to be here with your friends with their sheep. I want to find you alone.
那我不想跟你这些这些人在一起，我只想寻找到你。
Our spiritual excuse is Jesus alone with worship.
那我们属灵的借口呢，就是唯有耶稣基督。
Yes, yes. Yeah, only Jesus.
唯有耶稣基督。
But what Jesus say? What is the answer?
但是他的耶稣说什么呢？他的答案是什么呢？
If you don't know.
他说如果你不知道。
He didn't say, I tell you where I am. If you don't know.
他没有说我告诉你我在哪。
If you don't know where I am,
他说如果你不知道我在哪的话。
And said, most beautiful of among women.
他说你这人群中最极美的，最美的。
The first of all, the Lord will affirm every born again Christian.
那第一点呢，神就是会来就是肯定每一个重生的基督徒。
Do not feel judged.
不要觉得被论断。
Do not feel dark.
不要觉得自己被。
Because Jesus' blood has covered you.
因为呢，耶稣基督的宝血已经遮盖了你。
Don't run away from the church people.
不要跑开，不要跑离教会的人。
So the Lord's first word is the most beautiful of women.
他这里讲的第一点就是你这极美丽女子中极美丽的。
You see, she herself in verse 5 said.I am dark,
那呢他
yet lovely.
那他自己呢说他自己就是我虽然黑却是秀美，在第五节讲。
She realized she was dark.
他知道自己是黑。
But Jesus said, you are the most beautiful woman.
可是呢神却说你是这女子中最美丽。
This is very important for every born again Christian. That Jesus said, you are the most beautiful.
那么这个对每一个基督徒来说呢，这是非常重要。你要知道你是那个最美丽的。
Do you believe so?
你相信吗？
You know, I used to be in Kansas City. Our pastor Mike Bickle always teaches. This morning you come to the Lord. Your most favorite is here.
那我以前呢，在这个麦比克的教会的时候呢，他就会教导我们说，每天早上来到神的面前就说。神啊，你这被你最宠爱的人来了。
I am as beautiful as the rose.
我是谷中的百合花，不是，我是玫瑰。
撒伦的玫瑰。
撒伦的玫瑰。
The valley of the lilies.
谷中的百合。
So, because Lord said so.
因为主这么说。
So the first Lord will speak to our soul, you are not dark.
那第一呢，神就是肯定我们说，我们不是黑的。
Because you're redeemed with Jesus' blood.
你已经被耶稣的宝血给赎回了。
Now to affirm your identity.
来肯定你的身份。
But however,
但是呢
，He said, "You go. Where should you go?"
那他说你要去哪呢？你该去哪呢
？Follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherd.
他这里就讲说呢，你就是跟随羊群的脚踪，把你的羊山羊羔放在牧羊人的帐篷旁边。
The three things we need to do.
那有三件事。
The first, follow the tracks of the sheep.
第一呢，就是随羊群的脚踪。
Where the Christians are, that is a church.
那基督徒在哪里呢？那个就是一个教会。
Where the Christians gather and worship, that is a church.
那基督徒在哪里聚集呢？这就是教会。
Wherever Christians evangelize, that is a church.
那什么地方基督徒在传福音呢？这
就是教会。You follow the tracks of the sheep.
你就跟随这个羊的脚踪。
That's the first thing. Follow the tracks of the sheep.
这就是第一件事情，要跟随。
Go back to the church.
羊的脚踪，回到教会当中。
Second.
第二点呢
Now, graze your young goats.
把你的山羊羔呢，就是放在
牧放
你的山羊羔。
What does that mean? Basically, you continue to serve.
就是什么意思呢？就是你继续的服侍。
Why goats?
为什么是山羊呢
？The difference between goat and sheep is goat is more.Disobedient. Just make the word short.
那这个羊跟山羊的区别呢，就是这个山羊呢比较难管。
Disobedient.
啊，就是比较不顺服。
So basically, many of young Christians are fervent to evangelize, get a lot of non-believers, believers. They try to follow the Lord, but not yet. So it's difficult.
那很多就是出现的基督徒呢，他们就是就是好像比较难牧养。就好像不太跟随神。
阿文，你能不能放到我们那个讲道的视频 ？So that's the goats. You continue to evangelize, continue to do whatever you need to do.
那你就是继续的来服侍，继续的来传福音，做你该做的。
Okay, the third. Where are you going to shepherd your goats? It's okay. No problem.
Those are my goats.
You continue to shepherd them. Okay. The third, where are you going to sheep your goats?
那你第三个问题就是你在哪里牧放你的山羊羔呢
？By the tents of the shepherds.
就是在你羊的帐幕旁，牧人的帐幕旁。
When you shepherd your goats.Look after that evangelizing some young Christians. Don't forget, you need shepherds.
那呢，当你就是在传福音的时候呢，你在牧羊的时候，你要知道你自己也要被牧羊。
Yeah, don't think you know everything. You can do everything.
不要觉得你可以做所有的事情。
We have saw many people, even with great gifts, got into trouble without covering of the church.
那我们看到很多就是非常优秀的孩子呢，因为我没有
优秀的
没有教会的遮盖呢，就是变成问题孩子。
Even great Christians, great prophets, they get into trouble, big trouble.
那还有很多就是非常优秀的，就是牧者呢，都就是。
So this is my second point. Basically, we when we follow the Lord, come to the church.
那这是我第二点，当我们寻求神的时候呢，我们要来到教会，进入教会。
And we learn to love, learn to love.
那我们学会呢彼此爱别人也被别人爱。
When learn to exercise our gifts.
也就是学会呢怎么样就是操练我们的恩赐。
So don't think you can be a good Christian without the church.
所以呢，你不要觉得没有教会呢，你也可以成为一个好基督徒。
Just like, don't think somebody say I'm homeless, I live a very happy life. Don't believe that.
那所以呢，一个人如果说哦，我是一个无家可归的，但是我的生活很好，你不要相信他。
It's the same way. You put a question mark. If a person says, "I do not have a church, but I am a wonderful Christian."
那所以呢，如果一个人跟你说哦，我没有教会，可是我是一个很好的基督徒，他讲这个话呢，你要打上问号。
Why I put the question mark? Not say I don't believe, because God can also do special things, but you are not that special now.
那为什么我说你要打一个问号呢？因为可能神也会做一些很奇妙的事情，但是呢，通常我们都没有那么。
Sorry, I don't want to go there. So first, we need the Lord more than ever.
那我们就是我们真的是。比以前过去都更需要我们的主。
Everything you come to the Lord.
所有的事情都要回到主面前。
Pray to Him.
向他祷告。
Most important is your attitude.
那最重要的是你的这个态度。
You can hear the shepherd's voice.
你可以听到牧羊人的声音。
Again, most important is attitude. It's not how you hear, what you hear, it's your attitude.
我再说一次，就是你的态度，而不是说你听到了什么，还是你的领受到了什么。
Yeah, that's a secondary.
那些领受啊、
My attitude is right. Lord is going to lead you in different ways.
你的领受，你听见的呢，其实是次要的。当你的心态、你的态度是对的话，神就会带领你到高处。
Including, God will speak to you through other people in the church.
也包括呢，神呢就会啊，通过教会里的其他人呢，对你来说话。
Including, Lord will help you through the people, other people.
那也包括呢，神呢就会通过其他人呢来帮助你。
Okay, let's pray together.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
You are good shepherd.
你是好的牧羊人。
Oh, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Yes, Lord, we thank you. Your David's shepherd is our shepherd.
谢谢你主，你是大卫的牧羊人，你也是我的牧羊人。
We shall not want.
必不致缺乏。
We will be provided.
我们会被供应。
In our spirit, our soul, and our body.
在我们的身心灵被供应。
In all our needs.
在我们一切的需要上得到供应。
In this time, this age, Lord, we know many people are struggling.
我们知道在这个样的日子当中，很多人都在挣扎。
Some are struggling in their faith.
有的人在信心上挣扎。
Some are struggling physically.
有的人在肉体上有挣扎。
Some are struggling relationally.
有些人在关系、人际关系上挣扎。
Some are struggling financially.
有的人在经济上挣扎。
But Lord, we know that you are a good shepherd.
但是我们知道神啊，你是好的牧羊人。
You said, "Everyone come to you, you will never reject."
所有来到你的面前的，你不必撇弃他们。
And no one can snatch your sheep out of your hands, because the Father is greater than all.
也没有人能够从你的手下夺走任何的羊，因为神比这一切都大。
Lord, we believe your words.
所以我们相信你的话语。
Lord, in the coming days, you continue to speak to each one.
在接下来的日子，你继续的对每一个人来说话。
Continue to put the truth into each one's heart.
继续的把真理放到每个人的心中。
So everyone will follow you.
那每个人都可以来跟。
Our great shepherd.
我们那大的好。
And also we can be plugged into a church family.
我们也可以能够在一个教会的家庭中扎根。
And I listen to the shepherds you have ordained.
也听那个你所高的牧人的讲道。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
May your word be established.
愿你的话语成就。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的大能。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.